go through one psicha. I just want to correct one nakuda. The truth is, it's a little bit. It was a little far fetched for me to be the one to speak here tonight, because I was not so close with Akiva Shammai. I knew him from yeshiva, Echav b'nei Echabura, and I even thought maybe it doesn't pass that I should speak. But I think that there's maybe a certain aspect of who he was, which dafka comes out from those who weren't his nanti yedidim. We know, we're all very familiar with Rabbeinu Yonis Teich in the pasuk when it says Ishlefi mehalaloi, that which a person praises, fateich is who he is. But pashab shat in the pasuk is fucked. Ishlefi mehalaloi means what people say about that person doesn't necessarily mean his nunster, the closest friends, the way they understood him. It's the impression that he gives off to others. And the emes is like this. It's almost hard to say. I always felt a certain jealousy to those who attack the Yedidim of Rav Akiva Shammai. I'll explain to you why. One of the last years that I was learning in the Kollel, he sat a table behind me. And he had a certain kanois about those that were not on time to Seder, didn't stay by Seder the whole time, left early. It bothered him to the core. And to be honest, in the beginning, when he would sit and he would get agitated, I would also get agitated. I would get agitated that he was getting agitated. The laws shine up. People are busy. Who knows? Until I came to recognize a certain nekud about who he was, that Adrabba created in myself a tremendous sense of jealousy of what he was able to accomplish. We just learned the Kehelas, the pasuk that says, Adam Echad me Elef Matzasi. Rashi explains, Elef Nichnasim Lebeis HaSefer, to learn Mikra, and from the 1,000 that go in, only 100 are Roy. From those 100 that are Roy, only 10 are Ruyim, for those 100 that are Ruyim LeMikra, only 10 are Ruyim LeMishnah. And from the 10 that are royal in the Mishnah, only Echad is royal in Gemara. Rashi seems to be saying that the Pshat the Pasuk is that statistically, one out of every 1,000 Bachrim who goes, people Yidden who sit to learn, are really royal to the grace of Madrega that's called Gemara, whatever Madrega of learning that is. Simigahat Ashtikal Astira, Taisus in Ksubis is a famous Taisus. When Kalva Savul wanted to be Pesach, his neder, that he had made a neder that his daughter Rachel and his Edom would not have Hanor from him at all. So he wanted to be Pesach, he should be able to give it to be able to give to them. Gemara says the Pesach was, if he would have known that he was going to be Kodam Adam Godel Batayra, if he would have known that his Akiva, the Poshter Roya, was going to become such a Godel Batayra, he wouldn't have made the Shvua. Frek Taisvis, the klal is, b'nedarim, it can't be Pesach b'noilad. Something new comes along that's not a Pesach for an eder. And Taisvis answers with the following words. Derechu b'hoylech lilmoid shenas adam gadol. It's the derech, someone goes to learn, he becomes an adam gadol. B'chayrz ha'shtikal astira. It's Arecha Rashi's telling us, you get 1 out of 1,000. And Taisvis says, it's the derech, the chazaka is, someone goes to learn, you can name on that he's going to become an Adam Gadol. So how do we miyashiv this? You're going to tell me only one out of 1,000 who walks into the Beis Medrash went there to learn. What else did they go there for? I think the answer comes from a taich that I once saw by Reb Tzadok. Bavus te medrash rosa shivcha layam mashalei ro yecheskel ben buzi. Bavus, the Chaim Shmulevitz used to be matmiya. So what happened to the Shivcha Alayom? She's gebliven a Shivcha. She saw such maris greater than the Maris of Yecheskel Ben Buzi. So why was she still a Shivcha? So Chaim Shmulevitz is Yadua that he said, you see, that when a person sees something, you can have the greatest Marais, but you have to Chabtzachon to that moment and to do something with it. And we can have moments, what we would call moments of inspiration, but if you don't take those moments of inspiration and materialize them and do something with it and make something of it, so it comes and it goes. And then a person has to take his Cyrus, and he has to take and he has to do something with it. But I once saw Reb Tzadik says a different pshat. Zogt Reb Tzadik, Rosh HaShivcha Layal Mashalai Roy Yecheskel Ben Buzi is the pshat. Klal Yisrael is coming into the Midbar. Klal Yisrael is leaving Mitzrayim. It's the Leida of Klal Yisrael. It's the birth of Klal Yisrael. When one departs on a journey, they have to know what their goal is. They have to know what they can achieve. They have to know where they're headed. If they would not have, if Klal Yisrael would not have seen Al Hayom, what a Yid can become, so that we have never known what's expected of them, what's demanded of us, what can we do? Fakert, it was Rosh HaShivcha Layom, she was not expected to instantaneously change from being a Shivcha to becoming a Yecheskel Ben Buzi. That wasn't what we want, was what the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted. What the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted was to open up the eyes of Klal Yisrael. Vos ken a Yid veren. What a Yid can become. Look what you could steigeis to be. Look what you can achieve. Yeshiva, the Yeshiva often spoken to my Marim about a concept of Moichin the Godless. And I think just to say it in a simple way, Moichin the Godless means there are some people that have a concept in their mind of I want to be an Adam Gadol. I want to be an Adam Gadol means not just to have the tremendous hekef, the tremendous encyclopedic knowledge of Torah, but to understand and to be able to look at Yad HaBlat Gemara, Yad HaPasuk, and everything that happens in life with the outlook of an Adam Gadol, outlook of a Gadol BaTorah. It's MS. You can have thousands of people going into the Beis Medrash, but not all of them are going to be able to be masig the Gresht HaSagas. Some of them come in with limitations, and they accept their limitations, and they remain with their limitations. This is what I think I can achieve. I'll achieve that, and I'll be satisfied. And there are yechidim that go into the Beis Medrash, and they say that there's no limit. I want to keep going and going. It's Bavust. Rav Gifter used to say over about himself, that when he came to Yeshivas Tells, he walked into the Beis Medrash. It was that first moment when they opened the doors and he peered inside the Beis Medrash of Tells and he saw the Olam, Aniyim, thin Bachrim that did not look like the Bachrim he was accustomed to seeing back here in the United States. It was a different sight, a different concept of a Bachrim, and he saw them shrying and learning. And he said, at that moment I decided, oh, I want to be like that. But it wasn't just enough that he wanted to be Echem and Achabura, I'll be like everybody else. He wanted to be Me'ala Me'eva from everyone else. He wanted to reach a Madrega higher and better than everyone else. Enachanami Derechu. A person that's Hailech, Lilmoid. I'm a Hailech, I'm constantly on the move. Like the Maral says, Imchukaisai Teilechu, Limiratoyer is a constant movement, a constant Aliyah. Someone that doesn't say, Alex, I'm satisfied if I can achieve this level. Such a person is Hailech Lilmoid. He's Takanasa and Adam Gadol. I have to admit that from the Vitans, you were able to taste in Akiva Shammai this concept. I'm a little embarrassed to say it, but I used to think about him that the reason why he was able to accomplish so much, he was so chashuv, is because he saw that his life was different than others. And he knew that he faced challenges that most of us don't face. So as a bacha once said to me, if you told me that I was only going to daven in my life 10 times, I'd have kavana by every tefillah like unbelievable. But I have to daven 3 times a day? It's too hard. It's too much. So I thought to myself, when one is faced with a situation, like the Rav said before, they already their toyim yom hamisa. So then they reach higher madrigas. But then you look around in the world and you see plenty of people that unfortunately, maybe also have similar experiences, and they don't end up like an Akiva Shammai. So what's the taka of pshat? I think the pshat is pashat. When you are around him, you are toyim, that time, you were able to taste, you were able to sense that this was a young man that was driven to godless. And when someone walked in late to say that, it wasn't merely, well, I'm on time, or I'm a perfectionist, and I think everyone else should do it too. A person who's taka so driven to godless, he recognized what an Adam Gadol is. Like you said, he was so close to the Rishiva Shlita, there was a certain hasag, I want to be an Adam Gadol. I want to be an Adam Gadol. How can anyone else not want it? If you're only at such a level, you have such a burning desire, you can't begin to understand how does someone else come late to Seder. You'll tell me they have an excuse, but with an excuse, you're not going to become an Adam Gadol. With an excuse, yeah, you have to leave early. Yeah, maybe you have to, but excuses don't get the job done. Like Nosson Tzvi once said to someone that he had Messiah from his Shver, if you want to become a Gadol Batoira, you have to learn 10 hours a day, every day of the year, whether it's Tisha B'Av, whether it's Yom Kippur, Daf and Linen, you have to put in the 10 hours a day. And anyone you say it to says, how is it possible? The answer is, if those of us that say, how is it possible, that's why we're not there. And those that say, oh, I have to put in 10 hours in a day, they find the 10 hours in a day. Akiva Shammai could not understand. He had such a tremendous cheshek for godless. And again, maybe the non-techaveim may not have felt it as much because they felt he was one of them. But for those of us a little bit older, a little bit more distant, that was the flavor that we got from him. And to be perfectly honest, as I said before, I didn't think it should pass that I should speak here tonight. I didn't think it was proper. But I'll say the truth. Truth is, Shas P'tirasai, I felt that tremendous jealousy for those that were closer than I. And I felt a little bit left out. I felt other people had the schus to be yoinek from the tremendous cheshek of this young budding Talmud Chacham, and I didn't get in enough. And it bothered me. It bothered me very much. So even though, like, Khan, I got it, was supposed to be someplace else tonight, it really didn't fit into my schedule to be here, but I didn't want to pass up the opportunity to be part of this Chosheva, Asifa, not just an Asifa Zikarain, an Asifa of Hisairus, an Asifa when we'll all have the opportunity to say that just like Harav Akiva Shammai, who was Harav because of what he wanted so strongly, he so strongly desired to be, that was what was so unique to him. And if we could all sit here tonight and we can chapis Iris, and we can, with a little introspection, ask ourselves, do we take accept limitations? Or perhaps we should learn to be a little bit more like this young Adam Gadol who had such tremendous hasogos. And if we will chapis Iris, it will be a tremendous ilui l'nishmasai, yei zichrei baruch.